Hey guys, this is Sunshine, and I'm here with Amanda Norton and Cameron Greer. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
Okay, so today I'm just going to ask you guys a few questions about your high school experience. Okay, number one, Cameron, do you play any sports?
Yeah, I play soccer. It's a really good time.
What position do you play?
I usually play defense, so I'll be like left outside back normally.
Grand.
Right.
Okay, Amanda, do you play any sports?
I do. I also play soccer.
What position do you play?
I play forward, or any other position that he puts me at.
Okay.
We don't know what's going on.
That is interesting. Okay. Do you guys do any other activities, such as like plays or choir or anything like that?
I'm actually on NHS, which is just a fancy word for saying I do service projects. It's pretty cool, pretty interesting.
That actually is pretty interesting. Okay, Amanda?
I don't.
Okay.
I do not.
Me either, it's okay.
Good.
Okay. What are your plans after high school, Cameron? Like, are you going to go to college or?
We hope so. We really hope I'm going to college. You know, we never know what's going to happen.
Does graduating make you feel, like, excited, nervous, or are you just, like, just scared?
Honestly, both. I have to say, it's kind of scary thinking about, like, leaving, but at the same time, I have to get out of this town, so amen.
Okay, Amanda, are you going to be going to college or anything like that after high school?
I am going to be going to college, so I'm going to be working towards my nursing degree.
Same.
So.
Okay, and does graduating make you nervous, excited, fearful?
Honestly, kind of the same thing as Cameron. I'm more excited than nervous, but I don't know, just excited to leave, I guess.
Okay, Amanda, what is one thing you have learned throughout your high school experience?
I think one thing I've learned is that you need to involve yourself, whether it be like sports or extracurricular activities, because you don't want your high school experience to be boring. And just make friends, if that's possible for you guys, and just make your experience fun.
I agree. Okay, Cameron, what is one thing you have learned throughout your high school experience?
I would say along the same line as Amanda, but also don't get involved in drama, because it might seem like something that's worth it at the time, but it definitely will not be down the line, so try not to burn any bridges. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay, very good. And, okay, we'll start with Amanda. Any advice for future high schoolers?
So I think my advice for future high schoolers would be just to not care what other people think about you and just to be your own person and make friends in every grade. Doesn't matter how old they are, you know?
Okay, Cameron, any advice for future high schoolers?
The most important advice I have is don't steal parking spaces, because if you've ever dealt with a mad senior, then you know it definitely is the most terrifying thing you've ever seen. So just don't do it. Yeah. Do not.
Do you guys think you'll miss high school?
Yeah. I think I'll more miss the people in high school than, like, doing this schoolwork and, you know, all that other stuff, but I'm sure I'll miss it when I'm older.
Yeah. Cameron?
I agree. There's definitely some things I'll miss more than others, but the people is definitely one of the highlights. So.
Okay. What career are you wanting to go into, Amanda?
I'm wanting to go into nursing. So, I don't know, just like mainly like a nurse at a hospital, or just a general idea of that.
That's awesome. Okay, Cameron, what career are you wanting to go into?
I also want to go into the medical field, probably as a doctor of some sort, like a family physician maybe.
Sweet.
Definitely wouldn't want to change that when I've wanted to be it since I was 5, so pretty important.
That's awesome. Okay. Did you lose any friends throughout high school, Amanda?
I guess... Not really, as far as, I mean, growing out of being in those friendships, like, not ending in a bad way, but just not having classes together kind of separates you, you know?
Yeah. Cameron?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I've lost any friends, to like, per se, but definitely, like, you get different interests as you grow up, and it's just, you know, it's disappointing, but it's just part of life, I guess.
I agree. Okay. My last question for you guys is, who inspires you? It could be like a celebrity or family member, just who in general inspires you?
I would say my sisters, Addison and Kennedy. They've gone through high school just like I have, and they've come across like a lot of the same problems and issues that I have. So whenever I'm like confused about something or conflicted, they're always, you know, the people I go to ask about it.
That's awesome. Okay, Amanda, who inspires you?
I would have to say, most importantly, family members, like my mom. I don't know, she's always there during, whenever I'm going through whatever I'm going through at the time, and, like, she's always reminding me of stuff I have during school, because I would definitely forget if I didn't have her. So, yeah, definitely my mom.
Sweet. Okay, that was the last question for you guys. Thank you guys for helping me today. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your senior year. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.